The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I tried calling, but they don't have a listing for Mr. Wonderful.
105.5, the Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Specialists can offer quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any foundation issues you may have, water underneath your home, in your crawl space. I'm thankful that we do have water issues now. Some of you out there, I don't want to have water in your crawl space. But with the rain we're having now, some people will notice it. You can't have that issue down there. They can inspect your crawl space, encapsulate it. I always like that word. Get that done. Commercial services as well. Basement waterproofing. You know, these wet conditions are disastrous for you in so many ways. Let the folks at Canty Foundation fix it for you. C-A-N-T-E-Y. It's Canty CanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Trained professionals. They serve the entire state of South Carolina, up and down, all over this Palmetto State. Let them take care of you at Canty CanFixIt.com. It is 8:05 on a Tuesday, which means our normal Tuesday guest, Tony Morrell, joins us as we inch closer. Tony, are you like me? Are you just, this is the longest month, man, because you get a little bit, but it's almost like before you're near a kid, before Christmas. Are you like me? Like, let's just get this thing going, man. I want to see my team play somebody. Where are you right now with this whole buildup leading up to the season?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think the new recruiting rules, you know, were, players can't take visits this month is making it even slower, because usually you have some pretty good recruiting information mixed in and to help things go by a little bit faster, but it seems like it's going by even slower because of that this year.
Let's talk about South Carolina's practices. At least there's football news to talk about. Gamecocks now are in full pads and in full-blown camp mode right now. Let me give you a tidbit or two about some of the areas, a player, a position, that there's been some buzz that there was a question mark there, but there's seemingly more answers than we thought of. Where are we feeling better about it after a week or so of practice?
I don't know on that. I do think that there's two guys that have separated themselves a little bit in the pass rushing area. Dennis Wanham at Buck is showing that he can be a consistent producer there. And I think the coach is really excited about what they've seen from him, even going back to the spring, and it's carried over to the fall. And I think Bryson Allen Williams is going to be a lot more involved in the pass rush this year, and he's done some good things in fall practice. But beyond those two, there's still a lot of question marks. You know, Aaron Sterling, Brad Johnson, Daniel Fennell, some different guys have flashed at times so far in fall practice, but it's still, you know, very much a work in progress and not quite to the point where it needs to be. So I think they're making some progress there in that area, but still some work to do and some improvement needed before you can really say they've developed it to where they need it to be.
You know, we always talk about the pass rush, and don't get me wrong, it's an issue, but the running defense last year, you gave up over 200 yards a game on the ground. I'm looking at now Mississippi State, Kentucky, A&M, Western Carolina, Clemson, South Florida, all rushed over 200 yards. Georgia rushed over 300 yards. It's not like the rushing defense has been great. And you can't get teams one-dimensional, certainly. Is there still the big concern? I know we talk about pass rushing. Is there still the big concern about stopping the run first?
There is, and that's, you know, obviously just as important as rushing the passer. And I think you're getting Sky Moore back at linebacker is going to help. I think they've got more people that can produce it in the interior of the line. I think adding Javon Kinlaw to the mix there helps their running game, stopping the running game. But there's no question they have to get better there as well. I think that comes with more experience from players, from, you know, becoming a more physical football team. And I think that's something that can't be fixed overnight. They were not very physical when the staff arrived. They were not as physical as the staff wants them to be last year, although I think they did show some improvement at times in that area. But I think that's something that can only be fixed through recruiting and through work in the weight room and just changing the overall mentality of the football team and getting them back to where, you know, the South Carolina defense used to be when they were having their really good years.
Emerging from camp is very important. Emerging from camp injury free. They got some bumps and bruises right now. Give us an idea of who's missed time, who's coming back, and if there's any long-term issues that we know about right now from an injury standpoint.
No long-term issues that we know about right now. You know, they've had some guys that have been in and out of yellow jerseys, which is the color they wear when they, you know, aren't full go in terms of contact. But you know, not long-term stuff. No one out for an extended period of time that we've heard about yet. And Jalen Dickerson's been in and out of yellow, and a few of the other guys in the secondary. But same with Dante Sawyer. I think he's got a little cast that he's wearing, but it's just more for protection than anything, and doesn't seem to be really affecting his performance. So far, they've been okay in terms of not having guys miss extended time.
One of the things we always talk about in a camp, at least that first week, are newcomers. Give me an idea of the newcomers who've made a little first impression. It seems like when camp goes on, the veterans kind of reemerge, but it's our first time seeing some of these guys. Any of the newcomers really stand out so far?
I'd say there's really, you know, one on each side of the ball. Shai Smith at wide receiver has made a lot of waves, and is a guy that coaches and players both have been very impressed with. He's working in the slot and some outside, and is just one of those guys that you feel like can do something big every time he touches the ball. So I think he's going to have a chance to play a pretty significant role offensively. And then Jamias Williams has really done a good job on defense. He made a couple mistakes early on, but I hear he's learning quickly from those mistakes and getting better and better with each practice. And just the explosiveness and athletic ability he brings to the table is something that I think a lot of different observers have been very excited about here so far in fall practice.
You hope it doesn't have to happen where the backup quarterback becomes a factor, but in that backup quarterback race, is Skarnecki just that far ahead? What do you know about the guys behind Jake Bentley?
Yeah, I think he would be Skarnecki. You know, I think he's a guy that understands the offense and can make most of the throws, but I still think there's a huge emphasis on keeping Jake Bentley healthy and upright this year. I don't think South Carolina wants to have to turn to Skarnecki for an extended period of time, or, you know, Jay Urich as a true freshman. I think he needs some time to develop and learn in a redshirt year would be best case scenario for him. But I think Skarnecki would be the guy if they had to go to a backup right now.
Tony Morrell joins us, thebigspurt.com. I'm going to ask you this week, maybe next week and the following week. NC State's defensive line is noted as one of the best defensive lines in the country. What is the level of confidence with this offensive line, and what are the issues along this offensive line that they need to get taken care of, shored up between now and the opener against the Wolfpack?
Well, you know, the left tackle position is still an open competition. Another newcomer who's making some waves is Dennis Daly, the junior college transfer, who's competing with Sedarius Hutcherson and Malik Young for that left tackle position, but that's still very much an open competition. I think Zach Bailey has done a pretty good job at right tackle from what I understand, and I think Eric Wolford feels somewhat confident in the interior of the line, but that left tackle position is huge, and there's no question that this offensive line has a huge test right off the bat going up against not just the defensive line from NC State, but that entire front seven is very talented and very physical. So we're going to learn a lot about South Carolina's offensive line and offense as a whole, I think, in that opening game. But Eric Wolford is doing, I think, everything he can to build a more physical group, to build a group with a better mentality than the offensive line has had the last couple of years, and they just seem to play on their heels. I think he wants his line moving forward. He wants his line being aggressive and physical and, you know, doesn't have as much talent as I think he'd like to have overall, but I think we'll get a lot out of this group and really push them to get better and better as the year goes on.
How much of the, and I don't know if percentage, I guess you could talk about each one though, but how much of the Gamecocks issues from last season, maybe before and then going into the season, how much of it is a mental issue and how much of it is the physical issue?
Yeah, I think that's tough to distinguish. I think, you know, just on the surface, I would say more physical than mental, but it wasn't always you know, group that looked like they were on the same page. And I think that goes back to the mental side of things. But I just don't think they were as physical as they needed to be. I don't know that the scheme, the blocking scheme, and Wolford has made some changes there, but I just don't know that it was the best fit for what they were trying to do offensively once Roper took over. So I think, you know, Wolford's made some changes to their approach. I think Jeff Dillman really pushed that group extremely hard here in the offseason to get stronger and to become more physical and to change their mentality and do things the way Eric Wolford wants them done. So I don't know that I could quantify that for you, give you, you know, 60-40, whatever the number may be, but I do think it'll be a better prepared group overall this year.
I'll talk to you about the confidence level of this program. It seems like when Bentley's inserted, they get some confidence, and then the end of the season didn't go the way they wanted it. But, man, this September is so important. These swing games, this NC State, this Missouri, this Kentucky. Going into an NC State game, going into an opener, is there a way to judge the confidence level, the swagger, the belief in the coaches, the belief in this program, the belief in these newcomers right now? Is there a way to tell that this early?
I don't know that you can tell it right now in fall practice. I know the players are saying all the right things, not only to the media, but with each other. I've heard a lot of positive talk about how the players feel about these coaches. I think they really like them. I think they like their approach and the way they're building the program. But I think ultimately, you know, confidence and talent go hand in hand. And, you know, so I think we're going to have to see how this team performs on the field in game situations and what they look like from a talent standpoint. And players aren't stupid. They see, you know, what strengths and weaknesses are on a team and which position groups are strong and which ones are weak. And I think they can, you know, really get a good sense of what the team is capable of early in the season. So, I think ideally this is the kind of team that you would like them to have a cupcake game to start the season, just to get their feet wet and get a good feel for what, you know, what the team's upside is. But they don't have that luxury. You know, they open with a tough NC State team in Charlotte, and that's just the way the schedule is designed, and they're going to have to get ready for that game and play well. But win or lose, I still think, you know, the next three are very winnable, but certainly not games they can just walk into and know they're going to win. So the team, those first four games are huge. I think they need to be 3-1 at worst after those four games to go on to have a good season. So I don't think there's any question we'll know a ton about them after those first four contests.
All right, several more weeks of practice. The pads just going on last couple of days and just getting there. Give me like a to-do list. Prioritize this thing for me. Give me several things that the Gamecock staff need to take care of going the next couple of weeks.
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I think a couple more pass rushers need to emerge, whether it's a true freshman or a newcomer or whoever it may be. They need a couple of guys beyond Dennis Swanham and Bryson Allen Williams to emerge. I think they need to continue to just become a more physical football team. You know, it's something they've harped on this entire offseason. You know, Dillman and his strength coaches have pushed them hard, and I think they've had a physical practice session so far in fall practice, and we'll continue that. And I think by the time, you know, that opening game rolls around, they need to be able to match NC State from a physicality standpoint and you know, be able to handle what they're going to see from that front seven and you know, show some improvement defensively to make life tough on NC State's offense.
I know that you get this a lot, and it's hard to tell. I don't even know going into the right before the season starts, but special teams and especially with kicking, Elliott Fry gone and Sean Kelly gone. Do we hear Will Muschamp talk about his special teams and his punting, specifically the kicking part of it? How confident is he right now in what he's seen from the kickers?
I think they're pretty confident in Alexander Wozniak, who's going to be their kicker this year. I think the punting game is a little bit more up in the air right now. Michael Almond and Thomas Charlton have seen time there, and even Jacob August, the tight end, who was a punter coming out of high school and at prep school, is a guy that has gotten some reps as a punter. So I think that's a little bit more of an open competition, a little bit more of a concern. But I think they feel pretty good about their kicking game and think they can get some good production from Wozniak. He's got a really strong leg. He just he has to I think, get a little bit more consistency and just show that he can do it in game situations. But just in terms of how he looks in practice, I think they're pretty happy.
The Carter kid coming out, I really liked him an awful lot. I know he got injured. Was that an injury thing, or is this one of just kicking things like you just never really know about punters?
Which kid?
The Carlton for the Columbia kid. What, the AC floor? He was AC floor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's just inconsistent. He's one of those guys he'll kick it, you know, one punt 55 yards and the next to go off the side of his foot for 10 yards. He's just very inconsistent and hasn't shown that he can do it, rep after rep after rep. It's just he's very up and down.
We're talking linebackers on the show this week and defensive backs in our final preview next week. I think it's a strength. You know, when you talk about Sky Moore, and I know they're high on Brunson, Bryce Allen Williams, and pass rushing and at that position too. Talk to me about, is this linebacker core as good as they appear on paper with the starters? And then how big of the issue is depth at linebacker?
Well, I think depth's huge. I think they feel pretty good about the starters. You know, Bryson L. Williams and Sky Moore are two very experienced guys, seniors, and guys that have really seen it all. So I think they feel really good about those two. And Brunson has come on at the Mike linebacker spot and is, you know, making all the calls and doing what the coaches want him to do there. I think the issue is everybody behind them is either completely inexperienced or you know, has only played a little bit. So they're going to need to stay healthy at linebacker, and they're going to need for some of those young guys to really learn quickly and be ready to provide some quality backup reps, because you can't just play with the same linebackers the whole game. You have to rotate in and out. You have to keep fresh legs on the field, and those young guys are going to have to play, and they're also going to play on special teams. So I think depth is a big concern for me. And Sky Moore, Bryson Allen Williams were to go down, you're looking at probably a true freshman replacing them, and that's just not ideal. So I think Coleman Hutzler and even Mike Peterson at the Buck, they've got their hands full to get those guys ready and get those true freshmen to the point where they can count on them to give them some quality time this year.
Is it fair? I watched Bryson Allen Williams. I saw him come out of high school, and I had these big high hopes, a four-star, maybe a top 100 kind of player. At times, he makes plays. Is it fair to criticize? Because I don't study it, but just watch him. At times, I see a little bit missed tackles, a little bit lost sometimes, maybe not the playmaker. Is it fair to criticize him consistency-wise, or am I missing the boat with him?
No, I think that's fair to say, and I think part of it has been beyond his control. I think, you know, he's been moved around a lot from a position standpoint, especially early in his career. I thought they did some strange things with him, partly out of necessity, but I still thought it was a little bit strange, you know, where they moved him around. But, I think they've found a home for him now, and they're really building the defense around he and Sky Moore in the middle, and I feel like those two guys can you know, make some big plays for them this year. So I think he's poised to have a good year. I don't know that he's what a lot of people thought he would be, including me, coming out of high school. I think it's fair to say he hasn't reached that level yet, but I do think he's going to have a good senior year and have a chance to have a good enough year to maybe play on Sundays.
Hey, final one for you. This comes from a Clemson fan on our text line. He said that Spurrier staff and Clemson staff behind the scenes were fairly close, but he has heard that this South Carolina staff does not like Clemson staff. Is that fair to say? Is that something that maybe, and I know, you know, you see some guys are closer than others, but like Dabo and Ellis Johnson were good friends, and Spurrier and Dabo were, I guess, a little bit closer. Does this staff, is a little more contentious, I guess you could say, than the previous South Carolina Clemson staffs?
I've heard talk of Will Muschamp and Dabo Swinney not particularly liking each other, dating back to the Alabama and Auburn days, going back a long ways. But I don't know that for 100% certainty, and don't know the details behind it. So I'd hate to act like I know something that I don't on that front. But I have heard talk of that, and you know, so maybe. But but at the same time, it's just, I think it's probably pretty typical of a rivalry between the two staffs. And right now the programs are at very different points. And Clemson's riding a wave right now of success coming off the national championship. And South Carolina's trying to get back to where they were. So
I'm sure there's some frustration behind the scenes, and but also I think Muschamp is the kind of guy to use it as motivation, and you know, use it as one of the reasons he works hard every day to get the program back where it wants to be.
All right, man, before I let you go, the website, I've got to imagine, is rocking and rolling right now. What's coming up on thebigspur.com, and how can fans subscribe today?
Yeah, it's been a very busy month so far on the site, and we expect it to continue to be that way. And we've got, you know, day-to-day practice coverage, recruiting scoop, practice scoop, a lot of good stuff on the site right now, and we'll continue to do that each day. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today.
We are fans. We subscribe as usual. Great stuff there. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week as we inch closer. Tony, have a great day, man.
You too. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's our good friend Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Carolina Flooring Specialist, they want to do your garages. They want to do your basements, your weight rooms, your mechanical rooms. They want to do anything you have spills in and your garage floors and all this kind of stuff. From a commercial standpoint, they love doing this. Hey, I don't talk enough about the industrial sites they can do too. If you've got the industrial sites that you got spills on, or you know, you got people, all these people are moving around your site and you want slip resistant and stain resistant, they do an awful good job of that. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. This high performance, this epoxy based stuff that looks awesome. They can do colors in and it's so easy to maintain. That's the best part of it. Like, I didn't move a muscle. I didn't pay till I'm done. And then just to maintain it, I just wipe stuff up. My dogs are out there having a little accident. Well, I just wipe it up by my oil leak or any kind of automotive fluid. We'll just wipe it right up. I keep my lawnmower out there. You know, lawnmower has a little old deal out there. You know, just wipe it up. I love that idea. No stains. And this looks great. Adds value to your home at much less than what you pay for. No obligation phone call. Let them come out and take a peek. Show them what they do. Show you what they do. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158. Well, we'll talk some linebackers for Clemson. Am I wrong, Zach, in thinking I still need these guys to show me a little bit? I still have some little apprehension about what Dabo said about him. I trust Dabo. I just want to see it. We'll talk about that when you return for more after this.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy two country ham biscuits for only $3.50. Served hot and fresh all day. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Looking for a career change? Looking for a job? Visit the Upstate Staffing Job Fair this Thursday from 10 until 7.
Upstate Staffing has positions for machine operators, forklift drivers, quality inspectors, data entry, clerical, and more. You can also visit and apply right now at upstatestaffingsc.com.
The job fair is Thursday from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Their office is located in Anderson, just off I-85, on Liberty Highway, that's exit 21, and next to the new Burger King.
Visit now at upstatestaffingsc.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson is your locally owned outfitter, women's boutique, shoe store, gourmet foods and home goods store. From candles and dresses to tents and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has it. Elkmont offers clothing and gear for an outdoor lifestyle, so come in and get ready for summer with a stand-up paddleboard or kayak from Jackson, Perception, or Wilderness Systems. Elkmont has the area's best selection and rentals for you to try before you buy. But folks, you already know all this about Elkmont, but what you might not know is that they have recently opened a craft beer bar and restaurant featuring 16 taps of the area's best locally crafted beer and great food as well. Craft beer, excellent food, all that's missing is you. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 across from Bojangles. And remember folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at CarolinaHeating.com and join our award-winning team.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
You're in the shower.
In the shower?
I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It's a lotion that works with water to instantly lock in moisture from my shower. My skin stays soft and luminous all day without a heavy, sticky feel. It's all-day moisture made simple.
Well, I did always teach you to enjoy the simple things in life. Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
Of course, Mom.
Jergens, let your beautiful shine.
If it's happening in sports,
BYOG, bring your own guts.
You'll find it first on 105.5 The Roar.
Crute LED, K-R-U-T LED. Man, I said, what the heck is a Crute LED? I have no idea what I'm talking about here. I met Dr. Ish Patel. Now I'm on board. I'm a big fan. Didn't take me 90 minutes that we met about it because we talked about a lot of other things, but I love this. Remember this number, 401-8506. 401-8506. And that's going to get you, for you commercial sites out there, for you businesses out there, you're going to get the $4 LED tube lights, the $4 high bay light fixtures. You could get the $79 high bay light fixtures, the down lights for just $4. All these after rebates. Get the parking lot light fixtures for $99. All they do is verify your code, your Duke Power account. Duke Power wants you to save money. They want you to use these more efficient lights. And it just works. Lower your power bill every month. It's safer for your employees and for your clients, your customers. Remember the number, 401-8506, 401-8506, or CruteLED.com. That's K-R-U-T-L-E-D.com. Right there in Anderson, you're going to love those folks. Saving money. It is, to no surprise, which we get the rebuttal from Chad in Columbia. By the way, I tweeted it out a while ago. I have my brand new t-shirt that you sent us. Buddy, I can't thank you enough, man. The t-shirt looks great, fits great. I mean, I look great in it too, but what a great t-shirt, man. Thank you a lot.
Yeah, it's the best, Mick. But, Mickey, when I was in high school, we scrimmaged Hartsville, right? So I spent the majority of a scrimmage blocking Albert Haynesworth.
Okay, now hold on. Let me ask you this. Yeah. His junior year or his senior year?
Senior year. Very lazy. Okay.
He was laziest man. Yeah.
But Mickey, he still absolutely dominated me the entire scrimmage. Yeah. And it wasn't because I wasn't physical enough. So I am sick and tired of Tony coming on here every Tuesday talking about, hey, yeah, we just need to be more physical. Mickey, sometimes you just physically can't do it, right? And the guys that they roll out on defense or on the offensive line, it has nothing to do with them not being physical enough. They're just absolute jags. So, I mean, I almost wish you would call him out on that at some point because we've been hearing that same song and dance for 2 or 3 years. Yeah, need to be more physical. Need to be. Mickey, it's not more physical. They lack explosion. They lack strength. They lack athletic ability. They can't bend. I mean, they can't move. That's why they can't block anybody, Mickey. That's why they can't get off blocks. That's why they can't make any explosive plays in the backfield. It's not – Clemson's defensive line isn't more, quote-unquote, physical than South Carolina's. It's just we have dudes that the NFL wants. So that's number one, Mickey. Number two, the dude Morrell comes on today and says, yeah, you know, makes an excuse for Bryson Allen Williams, who's the softest dude I've ever seen, say, oh, yeah, well, you know, lack of development, moved him around positions. Mickey, the first segment he talked about, yeah, he's been rushing the passer, talking about using him off the edge. I mean, is that not the same thing? So it was odd the way they used him the first year, and now they're going to use him the same way to try to generate a pass rush? I mean, Miles Bass?
I don't know what position the guy plays. I mean,
he wouldn't play for us, number one. I mean, that's no doubt. The guy's a Furman-level player that somehow gets touted and hyped like no other. You would just not believe it. But, Mickey, last thing I got for you. I think we might have a little host controversy on Out of Bounds. I mean, Zach's getting phone calls yesterday saying, buy Zach, sell Qualk. I mean, can I get a comment from you on that and weigh in? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chad. I would I saw John Harris yesterday. Let me get to this one, okay? I saw John Harris yesterday. He is the president up at Quail Hollow. He's the big money guy. He's a big developer in Charlotte.
Okay.
And he goes, man, I'm a developer. He goes, I got friends of mine that are big-time business people here in Charlotte. And they say, buy this land. Other people saying, sell this land. He goes, I have friends of mine that say, we need to develop more. And he's like, friends of mine say, we need to stop development. And he goes, I support my friends. See what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm just glad to be around such talent, man. Just such talent. Learning from these young folks. Very talented young people. Always enjoy it. Everybody's got something to contribute. Everybody plays a little role around here. So I'm very good about that stuff. All right, on the idea of Bryson Allen Williams has been a disappointment. No way, no two ways about it, right? Four-star, top 100 player coming out. He has not produced yet. The light comes on maybe this year, senior year maybe this year. He's got to produce. So far, he's had produced. See him miss tackles in open field, look bad in coverage. He's not been a good player yet. So we'll see. Finally, on this physical, non-physical deal, Albert Haynesworth was one of the biggest wastes I've ever seen of talent in high school. I went to his very first game of his senior year. I'm scouting for my magazine at the time. I go to his very first game. And as his team's getting crushed, they play for the state championship as a junior. I think they lost as a junior.
Mm-hmm.
But he played in Williams-Brice. I saw him there and said, man, this is a great player. Go see him in his very first game. It's my first game of the year to go see. Went to some practices in jamborees and scrimmages. But I'm going to go down to Kellytown Stadium in Kellytown, South Carolina, home of the Hartsville Red Foxes. I go down there, and this guy pillow fights and loafs around, doesn't do anything. He's fat and out of shape and is overweight. And it's the first time I ever told a high school player this. I'm walking off the field. I'm on his sideline. Whatever. He's running over there. I said, man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Looked at me and said, what? I said, you know, to do. I said, I got my car 2.5 hours to drive down here to see that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Have some pride about yourself. But you know what? That's what he did in college. That's what he did in the pros. Play good early, play bad late. Got to be ashamed of himself. Wasting people's time like that. Got all that God-given ability, then you sit there and just flounder. The mental versus physical thing, I thought I asked that question. How much of it's mental? How much of it's physical?
It was answered in a way that didn't really answer the question, if that makes sense.
What's he supposed to say?
Well, he exactly right. He's a guy who writes for a living about that, and he needs to spin it, or not spin it, he needs to present it in a way that's going to be beneficial to his success.
Yeah. And there's really, I mean, what do you, how can you answer? There's no answer. When you have Jags, I love that one, man. Isn't Jag like a good thing, like in the military? What does that mean when that show Jag? What was that?
I don't know what that means.
Isn't that like an attorney or something in the military or something? You look at that for us? A Jaguar car. I'd love to drive a Jag, but you don't want Jags in football. Which is just another guy. Sometimes you got to have Jags in other aspects of life. And I guess on a football team, you got to have some Jags. But you can't have too many Jags.
Judge, advocate, general's corpse.
Yes, yeah, so that's a big deal in the military, right? You want to have that. You just don't want to have too many of them in football. You got to have playmakers. A jag is the exact opposite of a playmaker. So you can't have too many of those guys. 654-ROAR. We go to my friend Paladin Jim in Moonville, South Carolina. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I sure refuse to talk to you.
Why is that?
Because whatever you keep calling me, I don't understand that.
Paladin Jim?
Oh, yes, it's Jim.
Oh, you dropped the Paladin from your name?
A long time ago.
Why so?
So how are you doing?
Man, I'm fantastic. I couldn't be better. You going to Charlotte this week?
For what?
The PGA Championship.
Oh, yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
I've got to look at that, man. The weather might be too bad for me to go.
Well, you're soft.
I've gotten a lot softer. Look, I'm 76 years old, man, so what do you want me to do?
Well, you're in great physical shape.
I'm just like some of those baseball players, you know, John Carlos Stanton, what's the guy's name that plays New York Mets, or Johannes, that's what it's, every time the wind blow, I get sick.
You're soft as butter, man.
So, you know, that's what happens. But anyway, man, I tell you what, I've been enjoying the show this morning.
You know,
because I'm enjoying listening to Vince Lombardi, Eric Precision, Sam Bryant, all these dead coaches come in on and talk about football this morning. I'm talking about the guys that never played in their lives. They know more about it than anyone.
Yeah, but here's my answer to that, Jim. Here's my answer to that. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I know nothing about music. I can't play a musical instrument to save my neck. But I can go to a concert and tell you, man, that guy right there, he's a good guitar player. That's a good bass sound right there. That guy's a good drummer. That's a well-written, well-looking band up there. They sound good to me. Right?
Wait, was he?
Yeah, that you know, they sound that good.
I mean, hey, a lot of people like to go to a concert and see guys tear guitars up, and they think it's great.
That's not great to me. But to hear the deep, rich sound of Union Station, man, those guys know how to play their instruments. I don't know how to play them, but I can tell you. Sounds good to me. My ears tell me it's pretty good.
Well, right. Anyway, man, I've got one question for you. Right. I was listening about a week and a half ago, and you were talking about the fact what you enjoy about this time of year.
Yeah.
If you like to go and see those fat boys wave, did you get your kicks out of that this time?
Yeah, I watched it, man. I got my kicks out of it, yeah. But they're not many fat guys. Yeah, I don't like to see the fat guys. I like seeing the in-shape guys.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't care what you say. Defenses and offensive linemen are fat guys.
Well, fatter than you and I.
They've got a lot of gut on them.
Yeah. But they're also good athletes that are moving their feet around and all that stuff, too.
I didn't say they weren't good athletes. I said they're fat guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And the smart was they lose a lot of that fat once they finish playing.
Well, hopefully, because their bodies can't take it that long. I know some offensive linemen that are 250 pounds. Yeah, no. You and I are in, we're prime physical shape right now. You and I are great.
I'm telling you. So anyway, man, what I call about is right. Baseball. Now that we've gotten into the second season, you know that trading deadline that's really not a deadline.
Yeah.
That where teams. Buy championships or don't. What do you think is going to happen now that the Yankees have bought their way up to the top?
Well, I'm hoping that I don't know if they'll do anything with that non-waiver trades, the waiver trades, we should say. I don't know. I don't think they'll be active anymore. I think they're done.
Well, you know, I look at baseball this way. The regular season is a 9-inning baseball game.
Yeah.
You get to the playoffs, it's 9-1 in the game. And guys like Aaron Judd and all those guys, they're pretty much lost when they get to playoff week.
Yeah. We'll see, man. I like the Yankees. I like where we are. Your Dodgers are great, though.
Yeah, but I'm not exactly sure they're built for the short season.
Well, I think they are because I think they got the best team. Hey, got to run the break, man. Always appreciate it.
Hey, man, be good. Hang in there. Tell all those old black-time coaches that the game football has changed anyway, so they don't know anything.
It has. There's no doubt about it. It has. Have a good day. Be careful out there in the road. Hey, Texter said, you recognize it's good music, but you couldn't tell anyone how they played it or how they could play it better because you don't play. Maybe so, but I can tell you this. I can go to a local guy who's playing at a local bar and say, man, you know what? You don't sound as good as Paul Simon. Doesn't mean I should tell them to play a C flat rather than a D minor. I don't know what those things are. I don't know. But I can tell you that what's good and what's bad, and I can critique that. Man, that guy's, he didn't have the range the other guy has. Sing better. Block better. Throw better. Catch better. Be tackle better. Punt it farther. Catch the punt. You know?
Be better.
Just suck less. Your guitar playing's not as good as Eric Clapton. I don't know what D flat minor major you're playing there, but it's not as good. I can tell you that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the final segment of the show. When you return for more, it's Mickey Plata Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
The excitement is building for the 2017 football season, and we're ready to hit the field with our annual Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th at Twin Peaks. The show will be broadcast live from 5 until 8 with every host, breaking down the analysis for the upcoming season for every conference, national championship picture, Heisman, and more. Everything you need to know. Brought to you by Twin Peaks, Urban Nirvana, Engineered Sleep, and Tint Solutions. The Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 430-8544.
Football season is coming in hot, and First Team Sports is already gearing up with your top source for sports in South Carolina. Since 1994, First Team Sports has been your source for all sporting needs. The only place in the upstate to get new gear is First Team Sports, including varsity jackets. First Team Sports can custom make any style jacket for any school. Top quality products you won't find just anywhere. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sport. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227. That's First Team Sports.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower.
In the shower?
I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It's a lotion that works with water to instantly lock in moisture from my shower. My skin stays soft and luminous all day without a heavy, sticky feel.
It's all-day moisture made simple.
Well, I did always teach you to enjoy the simple things in life. Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
Of course, Mom.
Jergens, let your beautiful shine.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
This is Mom, has got it going on. This is Mom, has got it going on. This is Mom, has got it going on. This is Mom, has got it going on.
Stacy, can I come? Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tell you about our Palmetto Golf Report, Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, a short drive, you know, from here in the upstate. If you want to get down to Palmetto Dunes before football season, man, they'd love to host you. Get down this weekend. Heck, you don't have to wait. You get down Labor Day weekend. Probably need to make your reservations then. Any of the fall stuff, go down and see our great friends down there at Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Dunes. .com. It is, I mentioned this before earlier this week, it's hard to win an award and to keep winning awards with all the new resorts that are out there everywhere. But I got to tell you, I love what they've done and I love how they continue to win these awards at Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Beautiful oceanfront resort right there in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. PGA Championship this week. We'll have some updates from Charlotte going into the week. We're going to talk tomorrow, much more about the golf course and the new changes in holes 1 through 5 right here in the Carolinas. Want to congratulate Clemson rising junior Alice Houston. Fired a 1-under par 71 Monday. She's in a tie for 10th place at the first round of the USAM at San Diego Country Club in San Diego. That 71 puts her in great shape, and she tees off at 10:40 a.m. Eastern time this morning. She is the first two-time all ACC player in Clemson women's golf history, ranked 20th in the country, and with a 72.39 stroke average last year, set the Clemson record, but she is 10th at the U.S. Women's AM right now after one round. So we'll give you an update on that tomorrow, get you an update on the PGA Championship tomorrow. All part of our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by our really good friends and the stewards of golf, really keeping golf alive in South Carolina and doing a great job of it is Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Telephone number here, 654-ROAR. Do we miss any great texts? We have so many, and I don't really go over all of them and have time for them. Do we miss any, like, truly texts? Like, you just, man, we got to get this on the air this morning.
Truly great texts?
Yeah.
I'm not willing to call them truly great.
Hey, here's a good one. Is it? Jim obviously doesn't know who Isaiah Battle is if he says all linemen are fat.
Yeah. I was going to know who Dexter Lawrence is with his 18% body fat.
18% body fat.
Yeah.
You know, I watch Real Housewives.
You got to stop saying that, man.
I do.
You just got to get away from that.
I do. I watch Real Housewives. And yesterday the woman said, and I saw this, one of these women who's gained some bunch of weight, her body fat was 40%. Dexter Lawrence, 18%. Man, I think that's just phenomenal. 337 pounds, 18% body fat.
Phenomenal.
Still want to get mine. I'm thinking I'm about 20-something. I think I'm less than 20.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm less than 20.
Attaboy.
Crushed it in the gym yesterday. I want to touch on just several quick things here in the final segment.
Sure.
Did you see where USA Today's Dan Wolken says Clemson-Alabama trilogy, the rubber match in January?
He's calling it, huh?
Says, quote, yesterday they lost Deshaun Watson, who's a once-in-a-decade type quarterback. But college football isn't necessarily about who you lose, it's who you have. The way they've recruited at the program, the way they've been built for this year, they're going to be very, very good on the offensive and defensive line. Whatever or whenever you're really good on those sides of the ball, you're going to be really good. They recruit plenty of skill as usual. So Dan Wolken saying trilogy, man, I need trilogy bad. in Atlanta, Georgia. Huh?
I don't know if my heart can take it.
Oh. How about Atlanta, Georgia? Halfway between, in a brand new Mercedes Dome, halfway between Tuscaloosa and Clemson. Can you imagine what that ticket would cost? I need it, man. I need it bad.
I don't know if you get the building for that game.
How many tickets could you sell?
How many tickets could I sell?
Yeah, could if they said unlimited amount of tickets to go see this game.
An unlimited amount of tickets?
Like how many people would, if you could jam it all in there, could you sell 200,000 tickets?
Yes.
I think so too. Yes. Could you sell a quarter of a million tickets?
Mm-hmm.
$100 a piece. Could you sell a quarter million tickets?
Maybe. Probably.
Alabama could bring 100. Clemson could bring 100.
If you're going to build a trilogy, yeah. Make it that. Yes, you probably could.
Look, man, Ali Frazier did it. I don't see why. The Godfather tried it, by the way. It wasn't very good. I don't see why we can't get three. Just give me the trilogy. Star Wars got more than three.
Hunger Games did it.
Prequels and all that kind of stuff.
Star Wars has got a ton of stuff. Harry Potter had all that stuff.
How's Game of Thrones? Pretty good this year?
Yes.
Never seen it.
This week's episode was fantastic. You need to watch it.
Never seen it. Oh, on our tots, Ryan writes in, really can't believe I'm playing this on ESPNU. What is it, but why? #HurryUpFootball. #WhatIsThis? Are you telling me, you watched it during the break there, are you telling me that they're playing tag on ESPN, like professional tag or a high-level tag?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is, yes.
That's tag?
Something like that, yes.
I get kickball and I get dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing tag on ESPNU now?
Well, would you rather tag or cornhole?
Tag.
What? Cornhole. Obviously.
Cornhole is, it's not a sport if you can do it while you're drunk. I've seen the best cornhole players I've ever seen were hammered.
Didn't Daryl Strawberry have like a perfect game? Not Strawberry, what's his name?
Doc Gooden.
Doc Gooden have a perfect game?
While he was drunk?
And high?
Nah, that's different.
Wasn't Babe Ruth routinely partying at all hours of the night, showing up, having a couple dogs, and playing a game? Hitting two bombs.
Yeah.
Pitching six innings.
Maybe. I just don't like cornhole.
Cornhole's great.
I'm bored to tears out of my mind playing cornhole. All right, now you go. All right, now we'll go. All right, did it go in? Whatever. Texter said the average body fat for college offensive linemen is only 22.9%. That woman on Real Housewives is 40%. I need to get my body fat done. Can we get some sort of, like, health technician to come by and measure our body fat. I need that done. I need to see what I am.
Go to your doctor.
That sounds kind of hard. I ain't doing that. I don't go to the doctor. Seriously, man. I just don't go to the doctor.
If it's convenient for me.
Yeah. I've been a doctor like twice in my life. I don't go to the doctor. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can't stop watching this tag thing right here. 292-3001. BradHughes@Allstate.com. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I trust Brad with everything I've got. And anything in the world I need, I can always call Brad Hughes. I forgive the guys on the PGA Tour wearing the shorts at the practice round. It looks weird seeing Ricky Fowler in shorts or seeing Jordan Spieth in shorts or seeing Roy McIlroy in shorts. It looks weird because we never see it. But you know what? Bottom line, I like it, man. Let them wear it. It's hot out there. It's 100 degrees.
You play, you prefer shorts or pants than you play?
I wear shorts this time of year.
But what do you prefer? What's more comfortable for you? If it's comfortable enough to wear either or, what would you choose?
Well, probably shorts in that case.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. Let them play with it. I don't care.
Andrew Finley, FinleyFit.com says your trainer can do it. Body fat and BMI. All right, I'm getting percentage body fat next time I go over.
There you go. You sure you want that answer?
Yeah, let me ask you. Like, all right, Andrew, you're listening right now. What am I? What would you guess I am right now? You see me. What do you think? Well, no way to tell, but tell me I'm less than 20%. I don't know. He's going to build my ego up now. Hey, skip the music. I got a lot to do here in this final segment. What do you got for a two-minute drill for me?
Two-minute drill for you. Today, August 8th, in 1988, the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field hosted their first night game. And the funny part about this game was the game was 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth, and it was called to due to rain. So it wasn't actually official. The first official night game at Wrigley happened a couple of days later, a 6-4 win on August, or next day, on August 9th against the Mets.
I remember it well, man. I totally remember it well. Andrew Finley says 18.6. He goes, that's solid for 50-year-old man. I hate him, man. God! I don't want to be 18.6. I want to be 18.5. That's what I'm working for today, 18.5. Less than 20%, though. I don't know, man. I want to just be a beast in the weight room and to get that down. My two-minute drill, brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Anything you need in Clemson, full-service real estate, EricNewton.com. You've got it all here now. We find out that Augusta National has bought part of Augusta Country Club. They're going to change it to 13th hole.